or else Aishneim Yoitzim Klechutz. Let's say both of them go outside, that's also called Klechutz. In other words, both of them at first were inside closer to Yerushalayim, and then both of them went out into Moedim, that's called Klechutz. Since they were close and both of them went out to Moedim, that has a din like Klechutz, and there is not Nemun. Sanhedrin Gemara says, Amar Abaye says, Afana Namitnina. I'll bring you proof of this also. I'll bring you proof for now Mishnah that it has two halachas. It says in our Mishnah, Hakader Shemocher Es HaKaderus. The person that makes the pot and now wants to sell them, V'nichnas Lefnim Min HaMedim. And he comes in closer towards Yerushalayim, closer than Medim. So it says he's Nemun. So Diik is Taimed Lefnim Min HaMedim. Only because he came closer into Yerushalayim, towards Yerushalayim, further in the Medim. Hol Medim Gufa Loim Hemen. Mashmir, if they only like they're coming from the outside and they only stop in Medin, then Loim Hemen, they're not Nemun. That's like we said, Shneim Nichnosim is Klechutz Dami. Amos say, for what does the end of the Mishnah say? Yotzo Eina Nemun. If they go out from Medin, they're not Nemun. Ho Medin Gufa Nemun. Mashmir, if they're still only inside Medin, then they are believed. Elalav Shramina, this is a proof that Kan Beker the Yotzei Vechov Nichnas. If the Kedah, the one that's made the pot, first had it closer to Yerushalayim, and then he went out into Medin. But the Chovah now is coming from further away from Medin into Medin. That's okay. That's called Kalefnim Dami. Mashenken Kan Bishneim Yotzim, where both of them is going out, and there's both the Chovah and the person that's making the pot, first was closer in towards Yerushalayim, and now they both went out to Medin. That's called Klechutz. Or Shneim Nichnosim, or else both of them came from outside Medin, and now they only came into Medin, that's also called Klechutz Dami, and they're not Nemun there. In such a case, they have to come further in than Medin. So the Moratonim will not like this. Nemonim Beklicheras Hadakin Lakodish. The Nemon, this Kader that makes it on a thin earthly Kli, and only negate the Kodshim, like we said, because it's a big Shas HaTzorich. Because the Kahanim, whenever they use the Kli Cheres, since the Kodshim is Belua inside the Kli Cheres, it becomes nicer, and they can't use it longer than that, more than a day or two. So they always have to have new Kelim, therefore we have to make it easy for them to get it. And Omer Rashlokis said that, for who shenitlum biyodachas, the Kelim also have to be pretty small, that you can pick it up in one hand. If it's too big for one hand, then they're not Nemun. Because it's not such a Shas HaTzorich, and you don't need it so much. Like, mainly what you need is the smaller Kelim. For Rabbi Yechanan Amar, no, afilu shein nitolim biyodiyachas. Even though they're bigger, you can't pick it up with one hand, still, it's also called the Shas HaTzorich, that the Chum will make or to believe the Amoritz that's making these Kelim. Amar Rash Lakish Loshonim Ala Rekonim. It's only where it's empty. It's an empty pot. An empty pitcher. Avu Malayim Loi. But if it's full of water, then we don't believe them. In other words, like since on the water it's tamei, who are then the pot is also called tamei. Even if they're full of water, still we believe them. Even if you put your own private water there, it's not even water shakachim. Your own private water also it's tor. The Yomar Rav and Rav says Umaydi Rabbi Yechanan b'mashkin atzmon shehein tamein. Rabbi Yechanan agrees, though, that even though the pot we say is tor, but the mashkin himself is tamei. On the mashkin, it's not a shas hatzorich. You don't need it. You can manage without that water. So therefore, the bonim will not make. Therefore, the water is tamei. And we say v'yal to tamei. Don't ask the question then. How could that be? That we're saying the keli is tor. The earthly kli is tor. You're allowed to use it for kachim, but the water is tamei. How could that be? If the water is tamei, it has to be because the kli was tamei. So Mora says, no, don't wonder about this. Viatatami. Sharei, we know there are cases that login mole mashkin. You have a lug, a measure, a big pot, like a big pitcher, full of mashkin. Halacha is login tamein. There's such a case that the pitcher itself is tummy. Tumah shiva. If it has too much ramen to be tummy 7 days. Or mashkin toirin. Mashkin, the water inside it, we say is tor. So you see, for tumah the rabbonin can make halukim. That one can be tor and one can be tummy. Like Rashi says, "V'yatatame shekol divrei chachomim kachen." This is the way the chum do things. Shere shemati etzel klicheres Hamatzilas Hamashkin Shebatoichai, via the Kli Cheris, this earthly Kli, that has water inside it, via Matzil Kol Kli Shotif, Mehalogin, Timeim, Tuma Shiva, via Mashkin Terran. Certain times the Kli itself takes is Tomei, but the Mashkin inside it is Tor, so it's possible to make a difference. One is Tomei and one is Tor. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Chovov by the Mishnah. Hagaboyim shenichnasu l'teich habayis. A gabay, a tax collector, came into the house and you didn't have money to pay, so he went through your house to look over kelim and he took a kli, he took one of your utensils from Ashkin. T'chein hagenovim shechziru es hakelim. Same thing, we have a ganif that once came in your house and stole something and now he came back into the house to return what he stole. Is alocho nemonim loima loiniganu. The Neman to say, even though they're both an Amoritz, the Gabbai, the tax collector, is a Jew, but he's an Amoritz, and whatever he touches is Metamorit. So he's Neman to say, he didn't touch your Kalim. He's Neman to say, all I took out of your house was this one jar, and the rest of the things in your house I did not touch. The rest of your house is Torah. The same thing of a Ganif. When he steals your earthly Kali, when he returns it, he's Neman to say the Kli is still Torah. Even though he's an Amoritz, the loch of a kli cheres is it's only mekabel tumah from inside. But the guy had to put his hands inside the kli. If he only touched the outside of a kli cheres, it's not tummy. So the guy was never to say that he never put his hands inside the kli is still tor. Over Yerushalayim nemonim al hakodesh. In Yerushalayim itself, the Amoratzim are never to say something nogeit to hegdish that's tor. If they had before, if they want to bring yayin or shemen to the mizbeach to be used for the nesachim, for the menachis, then neman. His namoris takes careful about kochim, and his neman to say that he didn't touch it when he's tummy. V'shaso regal afal truma, but truma min astam the amaratzim are not neman only during regal, during the yomtiv. That's a cloud that everybody's usually tor for the yomtiv. So then the amaratz is neman to say if he gives truma, then the truma is tor. But the rest of the year round, the Amoritz is not Neman. And the Rishonim Rashi also Madai that the ratio of the Mishnah, it says the Gabbai, that is Neman to say that it's Tor, is talking about also only for Kochim. If you want to use those Kalim for Kochim, he's Neman, but for Truma, he's not Neman. So I think Maruminu, I have a kasha now. Hagaboyim shenichnus l'teich habayis. If this tax collector came into the house, and he went to take Kalim to take something from Ashkin for security, is habayis kula tomei? Here it says the whole house is Tomei. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the Gabi is Nemo to say, I only took one Kli, and the rest of the house is Tor. And here it says automatically the whole house is Tomei. So more says, Lakash is no Stira. Hod Yika Nochri Badayu, Hod Aleka Nochri Badayu. One is talking about where the whole house is Tomei, when the Jew came in, the tax collector, with another guy there. So Pshat is, he's afraid of the guy. And the man when the tax collector comes in, he's supposed to check the house to make sure to take the best keli for the taxes. So therefore, if the guy is there watching him, then we say for sure you checked out the house and you touched everything. Therefore, the whole house is tummy. That's what our Mishnah says, no, the whole house is not tummy, it's tor. That's where he came in without a guy. That's none, we learned like this. Im yesh nochri mohim. If there's a guy with the tax collector, it depends like this. Nemonim loima loy nechnasno. Then the tax collector is never to say if he says he didn't go into the house altogether. So even though he's with another guy watching him, the sergeant is with him, but since he says he didn't go into the house, he's believed. But the tax collector is not never to say, is not trusted to say, I went into the house, but I didn't touch the kelim. Hey, since the guy is there with him, he's afraid, and if he went into the house, for sure he touched all the kelim there, all the kelim are tummy. Now the Gemara says, V'chiyiko nochri badayom hevi, like, what's the svara? What do I keep you telling me now in our Mishnah? That the Amoritz, the tax collector's nemma to say, he didn't touch the kelim. So what's the difference if a guy is with him? What are we afraid more with the guy? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loza, Tzmachoikis. Chad omar emos nochri aleim. That a poshi is afraid of the guy, like the sergeant is with him. And when you are a tax collector, you have to check good the house to get the best kelim for the king. So if you don't do a good job checking all the kelim, you're afraid push another guy.
The Chadom one says, Amos Malchus Aleim. You're afraid of the Melech. In other words, you're afraid he'll tell to the king about you. If you don't do a good job searching the house well, this guy will come and tell the king. So Moses says, my benai, what's the difference? If the guy with you is not a sergeant, he's not a choshev a guy. So if you're still afraid of the guy, here you're not afraid of him. Since he's not a sergeant, he's nothing big, so you're not afraid to do a good job. You won't do a good job in front of him, you're not afraid. But if you're afraid, Mishum Malchus, that maybe the guy will go and tell the king on you, then no matter what type of a guy he is, you still have to be afraid. So Melo, the swar is when you have a guy watching you, you're afraid and you do a good job, you check out the house very well, and then we say the whole house is tummy. Then the Mishnah says, "V'chein aganovim shechziru sakelim." If a ganef came and stole something from you, an earthly kli, and now he's returning it, so he's never to say that the kli is tor, that he never put his hands inside the kli. Reminu havakasha. It says the din haganovim shenichnus l'toch habayis. If a ganef comes into the house, einoy mitame elamakam drisus ragli aganovim. Only the place where the ganef really walked, that's tummy. Rakoponim, it says, the mokum that he walked in the house becomes tummy. So Rashi says, Mikol mokum drisas miyot tummy. Wherever the ganef walked in the house, the tummy is an amoris to ganef, so he's metama that place. So Rashi says, Mikol shekein, kelim shegonzbo v'yachziroi. For sure, this kli that he stole, and now that he's returning it, for sure it should be tummy. And now Mishnah says, not like that. Our Mishnah says the ganef is never to say when he returns it, it's still tor. Samura pinchas mishmei the rav. Kishasa tshuva. Our Mishnah is talking about the ganav is coming to do tshuva now. So he's returning it now, so since he's doing tshuva, therefore you could believe him. The Ekonami is a proof also for this. Tiktoni sheikh ziru es hakelim shmamina. Our Mishnah says that haganovim sheikh ziru. Mashman are coming to return it. The price that says, you know, there's tomei, that's where the ganav comes into the house to steal. When the ganav is holding by his rishis, then avada is tomei, and we say whatever he touches is tomei. But here our Mishnah is talking about where the ganef is already doing tshuva. So since he's doing tshuva, he's not going to lie. So if he tells us that he never put his hand inside the kli, he only touched the outside of the kli, since it's a kli cheres, we believe him that it's still Torah. Right, then the Mishnah says, "Uv Yushalayim nemonim ala kodesh." In Yushalayim itself, if you buy a kli cheres from an Amoritz, he's never to say that it's Torah. Tanya, we learned like this, nemonim al kli cheres gasin la kodesh. Even though it's a big kli cheres, a big pot, still the amoritz is neman, if you want to use it for the purpose of kachim. Mashenke, for truma, you're not neman. V'chol kach lama, what's the reason why? She'noisim kevshunis b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to have big furnace in Yerushalayim. You can't have the big fires there. So that's the way you make a kli cheres. So since you can't make it in Yerushalayim, they have to make it right outside Yerushalayim. And it's hard to have them. And we said that a kli cheres, when you use it for kachim, is every second day you have to get rid of it. Because the kachim, if you eat a piece of meat of shlomim, so the tam of the shlomim goes into the piece of, into the klicheris, into the pot, and it remains nicer after 2 days, and you can't eat the pot, you can't eat from it anymore. Klicheris, you can't be machshir a klicheris. You have to break it. And since the Kanan had a say to use a lot of klicherises, they made it easy for them that they could trust the namorah to say that it's Torah. And who are then the Svaris, the Amoritz also is very careful, because he knows Kachim is different, so he's makvid to make sure that it is Tor. The Rashi says, Al kli cheres agasin, the kol shechein adakin, v'ed yitanev yushalmi, nemonim al tyrus kol lakelum akurdish. The kol kach lama mahadar, why they believed, that there it says, because he can't make the big fires. Rashi loi. Yabait. Mor says now v'shasa regel afala truma, but during Yom Tif itself, then the amoratzim are neman even when they give truma to say that it's Torah. Minoh and Emili, how do we know this that on Yom Tif the neman? Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi the Yom Akro, va'yosef kol ish yischuel al ir kish echod chaverim. It's talking about Yom Tif now. They all came together like chaverim, like a choshev yid. It is hakosiv osan kulim chaverim. The Torah, the apostle calls them all chaverim. Chaverim means they're makbid on Tyra, that they're all Tor. So Mashman Yom Tif itself, that they're Tor. And since these tumors are only with the Rabbanan anyway, so the Rabbanan gave him a din Tyra during Yom Tif itself. Yeah. Right. Now Rashi says, Regel Shasa Sifu. How do you know the Pasuk means Yom Tif? But it says by Yesof, you all gather together, and that's going on a Yom Tov. A Yom Tov is the time that you get together. So the Mishnah, Ha Poiseach es Chavitoi. If you open up your barrel of wine and you start to sell it, again, it's talking about that during the regal, you're allowed to open up the wine and sell it to people, and even though you sell it to Amaratzim, they touch it, the Rabbanim will make it on Yom Tov that it's still tor. Your barrel of wine is still tor. The Yamaschu v'sosya gabi regal. Let's do the same thing. You started to, you have a big dough, and you started to sell it on Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, even though the Amaratzim touched the dough, still on Yom Tov itself it's tor. So now, what do you do with the leftover dough you have after Yom Tov? Or this barrel of wine that you started on Yom Tov, but you didn't finish it. What can you do now with the rest of the wine? The question is, after Yom Tov, now there's no more kulum in the Rabbanim. So now the Tzatzis say that since we know the Amaratzim touched it on Yom Tov, after Yom Tov it becomes Tamei and you can't finish it. So it's a machlokes. We have Yehudu Rai Meyigma. Yehudu says no, the Rabbanim will make a leaven after Yom Tov. Since you started to use this barrel on Yom Tov, so the svar is if we're not going to be matrim to finish it, he's not going to want to open up in the first place, the Gemara in Beis says. And the Chum want you to have wine to sell on Yom Tov. People should have wine. So they will make all that the wine that you opened up on Yom Tov, you started to sell it, even though the Amaratzim touch it, after Yom Tov, you're still allowed to finish selling it. But Enechnami, after Yom Tov, you have to make sure Namoros doesn't touch it. There's only after during Yom Tov. But after Yom Tov, you have to make sure Namoros doesn't touch it anymore. The Chum said, oh no, lo yigmar. You can't finish using it anymore. It's finished. Since we know for sure the Amaratzim touched it on Yom Tov. So even though on Yom Tov itself the Rabbanim were mekel, they're only mekel to eat the wine, drink it during Yom Tov itself. But once Yom Tov went by, after Yom Tov, now it would have to be noig adin tumah. So the rest of leftover wine you can't use anymore. Mor says now Yosef Ravami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Akiloid Rav Yitzchak, in the front room of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, by his house. So now Posse Chad Yoma, one opened up and said like this, Malshi Nechenu L'Regal Acher. What's going to be the case in this case? We had a barrel of wine, and the last day of Yom Tov, you started a new barrel, and you sold it to a lot of different people, and Amaratzim touched it. So we say, right after Yom Tov, this wine you can't use now, according to the Chacham in the Mishnah. Because you have to be noig, like now it's Tamei. So the question is, can you leave it over for the next Yom Tov? Since on Yom Tov itself, the Rabbanim was Maker with Tumas Amoretz, maybe you can leave over this barrel of wine till the next Yom Tov. That's the Shaila. Malshi Nechenu L'Regal Acher. Omer Le'idach, the other one answered back and said, Yad HaKol M'mashmashim Bo. Everybody touched it. In other words, last week when it was opened on Yom Tov, the Amaratzim touched it. V'yarto Mati Nechenu L'Regal Acher. And you want to tell me leave it over to the next Yom Tov, then it'll become Tor. Like, why? The Chur, it's still Tamei. You can't use it. So Omer Le'idach answered back to him, what kind of sfar is that? Like a monoshah, even during the regal, Sukkot just went by. But during Yom Tov on Sukkot, the Amaratzim touched the wine. And still we say the Rabbanim will make all, that on Yom Tov itself, you're allowed to drink this wine. So male, that's my suffix, just like you're allowed to drink at this Yom Tov. So true, after Yom Tov, you don't have the kula, but wait till Pesach. When it comes Pesach, you'll be able to drink the wine again then. Or Malay answered back, Hochi Ashtar, what's the sushchal? No, it's not one. It's not one. Is not like the other one. Bishlei Madid, up until now, Tuma Samoras Beregel Rachmona Tyra. The such a din we dash in the posuk before, like Moshlei with the Raisa, but the Moshlei in the posuk at least in the Smachta that the Amaratzim Ator on Yom Tov. Ela Ashtar Tumei. But now, right, if the Yom Tov, you have to be noig like it's Tumei. So since you know you got one time like a Tamei, you can't be machshur anymore. There's no way to leave it over for next Yom Tov. In other words, since right after Sukkot, after Yom Tov, this kula goes off, that now that we know the Amaratzim touched it becomes Tamei, so Maisit Tamei, you can't use it. So it wouldn't help you to leave it over to the next Yom Tov. So the kitzes the machloikis if you could or not. So Gemara says, name a ketanoim. Let's say this machloikis is the machloikis tanoim. The Toni Chod, we learned like one Tana says, this case, we had your barrel of wine that you opened up the last 2 days of Yom Tov, and you sold it, and the Amaratzim touched it. So now, after Yom Tov, you can't drink it anymore, but you have had to leave it over to the next Yom Tov, and then you'll drink it. V'tan Yidach, another price says, lo yinichenu l'regel acher. No, you can't leave it over to the next Yom Tov. Is my laf tanoi l'chur? This goof is the machlokes tanoim here. Tomorrow says, loy. Hatayhodik toni yinichenu Reb Yehuda. The one that says, leave it over, that's Reb Yehuda Shita. That Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah says, Yigmor, you're allowed to finish eating it. So we'll soon see what that means. that he can't leave it over, is Rabbonin. For the more of a Tisbara, Rabbi Yehuda Yigmar Koma. What do you mean to say? You can't say the Brisa that said leave it over from Sukkot to Pesach. That can't go like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, now Mishnah says no, the Rabbonin will make one, said you could finish the wine altogether. Like the Kura, the whole Shail and the Gemara is only according to Chachamim in the Mishnah that says that right after Yom Tov the wine is Tomei. So now we have a Suffolk, can you use it next Yom Tov? But according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to continue finishing off the wine after Yom Tov, Havadi, you don't have to leave it off, you could use it right now. So Mazenech Nami. And it means like this. The Tana that said, don't leave it over to the next Yom Tov, not that it means to say that it's Tomei, but rather he meant to say it's a Yehuda. It goes according to the Yehuda Shita. What he meant to say is, like Morrison says, you don't have to leave it over. You're allowed to drink it right now. And after the Bryce, the Tana says, yes, you have to leave it over. That's Rabbanan Shita. That says, what, it's also to drink right after Yom Tov. But you are allowed to leave it over to the next Yom Tov. So according to this, there's no machlokes tanoim. For the more mildly in the chenu, what does the Tanakhama say, don't leave it over? If it goes according to Yehuda, what does it mean, don't leave it over? It means to say, shein tzarech lanichoy, you did not have to leave it over. In other words, according to Yehuda, you were allowed to finish drinking that wine. Since you started to open it on Yom Tov, so the Rabbanu will make it then that it's tor, lemaise, after Yom Tov, it's still tor, and you're allowed to continue finishing the wine. If the Yom Tov Avadi had to be makbid, the Amoritz doesn't touch it anymore. But I call upon him, that they touched it during Yom Tov doesn't ruin it. Since the Rabbanu will make it on Yom Tov, the same cool applies even after Yom Tov. The Mishnah. Mishavur regel. After Yom Tov went by, Ma'avirin al-Tairis Azorah. We have to be afraid now all the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash became Tomei. Because on Regal, Zoyla Regal, Klai Yisrael comes up to the Beis HaMikdash. We have to be afraid a lot of Amoratzim came into the Beis HaMikdash and they touched the Kelim. And the Maisa, they're Matam with the Kelim. So after every Yom Tov, they had to go and take every single Kli in the Beis HaMikdash and put it in the Mikvah to Matai with the Kelim. Now, over a regular Yom HaShishi, let's say Yom Tov ended on a Thursday. So, Loihoyim Avir, if they covered a Shabbos. Even though you had a Friday right after Yom Tov, they weren't matzuch you to be tovel all the kelim on Friday. Because the Maldekanim are busy preparing for Shabbos. So they still make when Yom Tov ended, last day Yom Tov was Thursday, they were still make that Friday and Shabbos you could still touch the kelim. They have the kula that's torn because of Yom Tov. And after on Sunday, then you have to go to be metayer all the kelim. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, af loy b'yom hey. Even if Yom Tov ended on a Wednesday, and you have Thursday, is the first day, Thursday also you don't bother be toivel the kelim. Shein kanem penuyim, because the kanem are not free. That Thursday also they're busy. Soon see why. So the Gemara Torna, shein kanem penuyim elohitzi b'deshin. There's a Yom Tov just passed by. The last day Yom Tov was Wednesday. So on Yom Tov they didn't make any trumas adeshin. They didn't take off the yeshes from the mizbeach. The Yisru Chag, the first day after Yom Tov, the Kanim have to be worried about taking off the yeshes off the Mizbeach. So as it comes out now that Thursday, they're busy taking off the yeshes off the Mizbeach. So male, they're busy with that. Friday, they're busy preparing for Shabbos. So again, you don't have to be table the Kalim until Sunday. Rashi says, the fi shen kana panuyim, b'moitzoi Yom Tov latvilan shetrudim lohitzi adeshen, shal tapuach shebiyamsa Mizbeach, she kibsu shom kol yomais regal. Kodeshin shem arocha. Now they didn't clean out the marocha, the mizbeach then. Only after Yom Tov. So it was full of ashes. So they had to worry the Yisru Chag to clean out the mizbeach from the ashes. Therefore, if Yisru Chag is on a Thursday, then they don't have time to be table the Thursday. So rather the table is first on Sunday. Now the Mishnah explains what does it mean we have to be table all the kelim. Kate said, Mavriru na Tairas Azura. How do we do this that we have to be table now all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash? All the kelim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, we have to take it down to the mikveh now and be tovel it. But we tell in the Beis HaMikdash, they give a clap that the Amoratzim that are in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, they tell them,